بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Here is a part of the speech delivered on March 21, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Nowruz. There is one point here, and that is my discussions and demands are primarily addressed to the officials of the country, primarily the executive branch and to some extent the legislative branch and even the judiciary branch and some affiliated organizations. These discussions are primarily addressed to them. Why do I discuss these matters that are related to them in the public environment, in my public speeches with the people? The reason is that it will be good for the people to become aware of economic matters and policies in the public environment, to know about my demands, and to support and back up the officials who act on these recommendations. Of course, the people themselves have certain responsibilities. When I raise certain points about a knowledge-based economy, it will become clear that there are important tasks that the people themselves, in particular the youth, must carry out. Of course, this public discussion of matters may also help organizations to follow up matters in a better way.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
What I want to say today is that for the sake of improving economic affairs of the country, we must definitely move towards a knowledge-based economy. This is the core of what I want to say today. What does a knowledge-based economy mean? It means that advanced science and technology must be able to fully play their role in all arenas of production. When I say all arenas of production, this means that we must even be able to choose the kind of production that we want. This is because it is not necessary at all to produce everything. The kind of production that we want should be based on a scientific and knowledge-based outlook. This is what a knowledge-based economy means, and it must be involved in all arenas of the economy. If we pursue this policy, if we make knowledge the basis and pillars for the economy of the country, and if we increase the number of the knowledge-based companies, later on, I will expand on this. This will bring the country and the economy many benefits. It will reduce cost. A knowledge-based economy will reduce production cost. It will increase efficiency. Today, one of our problems is that efficiency has been reduced. A knowledge-based economy will increase the quality of products and it will make products competitive. Then, in global markets, we will be able to introduce them as a competitive products. The same is true of domestic products inside the country too. When products have a better quality and are cheaper in price, the people will be drawn towards them even if we do not impose heavy tariffs on imports and even if imports flow into the country. Knowledge-based economy has such qualities.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.